तमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
श्लोक नंबर 20।
दातव्यमिति यद्दानम्
दातव्यम् इति
यद्दानम्। ट्यून इज डिफरेंट।
दातव्यमिति यद्दानम् दातव्यमिति यद्दानम् दीयते अनुपकारिणे दीयते अनुपकारिणे देशे काले च पात्रे च देशे काले च पात्रे च तद्दानं सात्विकं स्मृतं तद्दानं सात्विकं स्मृतं दातव्यमिति यद्दानं दीयते अनुपकारिणे देशे काले च पात्रे च तद्दानं सात्विकं स्मृतं
तद्दानं सात्विकं स्मृतं। दैट दान इज सात्विक। Which one is that? Dātavyam iti yaddānam. Dātavyam, it is my duty to give. It is my duty. That sense must come in us, that it is our duty to give. Dīyate anupakārine. And I don't expect anything in return. Anupakārine. Dese kāle ca pātre ca. It should be given in auspicious space, days, an auspicious time, and a right patra to recipient. The donee should be also a right person, desa kale patre cha. Tad danam sattvikam smitam, that is sattvik dan. So we have already seen about the ahar, we have seen the yajna, we have seen the tapa, tapa at three levels, body level, speech level, mind level. Now we have come to Dhan. So Dhan is the Sattvic. You see, in earlier also we have seen in Yajna or in the Tapa, Aphalakhanchibi, you are not expecting anything in return. That is always Sattvic. Here also the same thing is said here. So the important conclusion we should take out from whatever we have discussed, that selflessness is seen in sattvic people. selflessness. There is nothing selfish. I am not expecting anything in return. Selflessness. Selfishness is seen in rajasic people. Selfishness. They always expect return in the rajasic. And in the tamasic people, we find foolishness is seen. They are foolish people. Foolishness is there. Yad danam datavyam iti diyate anupakarine. In sattvic dan, we express our gratitude. We express our gratitude. And how it can be happen? How it can happen? So it is said, I have taken from my family. I have taken from the society. I have taken from the country. I have taken from the universe. I have taken from the Lord. Family, society, these things we are able to easily grasp it. But the Lord, we are indebted to the Lord also. We are not able to grasp that. That He has provided everything. He is providing free oxygen, light. He is sitting inside me. He is giving me the sentiency. We are indebted to Him also. We never recognize that. So this is the gratitude. I want to express my gratitude. Therefore I want to give daan. I want to return something. I have already taken whole life. I never feel that I have to repay also. So the sense of gratitude must come. And the goal of daan is, we must understand that everything belongs to the Lord. In the earlier class also, I said what you are giving is the sense of belongingness. This belongs to me. That's all. Nothing belongs to you. Land doesn't belong to you. It is owned by Lord. What we are giving is the sense of belonging. This is belonging. And what should be our the way of living? We say in our this thing, what we do in the last pratigya we do the
pledge.
In pledge we say, producing more than what we consume, giving more than what we take, giving more what we take. Now think how much you have taken from your family, society, country and from the Lord. Have you paid more than what you have received? You have not paid even 1% of whatever you have received. Therefore, danam, it is my duty. Taittiriya Upanishad says, Shraddhaya Adeyam, Ashraddhaya Adeyam. Shraddhaya, you give with the Shraddha. Ashraddhaya Adeyam, don't give without Shraddha. But some Mahatma says, Ashraddhaya Adeyam, even no faith, still give. Because it is my duty to give. Brahmaji gave Upadesh. Upadesh normally it is given after the class. Kya karna hai? Then, like the our graduating student, they chant na Taittiriya Upanishad. So there were Devata, Asur and Manushya, they all got the knowledge. Then the parting he said, the. Three times he said, Brahmaji said, the. So how they interpreted? Devata said, well, we are always in our sense pleasure, always sukhi sukhi. What we have to do? Daman, we have to control our senses. So Da stands for Daman, for Devatas. And for Asur, Da stands for Daya. Why? Because we harm others. Asur always harm others. To fulfill their desire, they are ready to kill others also, harm others also. Daya. And how the Manushya interpreted? Da as Daan. We have to give the charity. So really speaking, what we are giving is the I-ness and minus. Nothing belongs to you, we have already seen. The land doesn't belong to you. Before you became owner, it was owned by somebody, and after you leave this world, it will be owned by somebody else. Actually, the whole everything, whole cosmos is owned by Lord. It is the, what we are giving is the I-ness, minus. This is my. Only this much you are giving. And it is my duty to give out of my gratitude without expectation from the Dhoni. Dhoni may be samarth, capable to repay you, or the Dhoni may be asamarth, not able to repay you, but still you have to give. Because I am not expecting anything in return. Where to give? Dese kale patre. Here, Dese Kale Patre, Shankaracharya ji has said, Des means Punya Kuru Chetra, Punya Kuru Chetra. Auspicious places, like you go to the Tirth Stan, Prayag, auspicious places. Kale, it is said, Sankranti Ado, Sankranti and all that. Akshayatritiya and all that, on auspicious days. Patre, it says, Sarang Vidved Parge, one who knows the Veda with sadanga, with six limbs. That means Vidwan. You should give to, he is the Patra. Kamilega amko, is it practical today? Suppose amko daan dena hai, so I have to go to Kurukshetra, adho with the pilgrimage, wahan jana hai. Sankranti, have to wait for the Sankranti, Akshaya Tritiya and all that. Patra, very difficult. The practical, it is said, Yogya Desh Kale Patra, Yogya. Suppose there is a drought, there is a flood, there is a tsunami, there is some earthquake, give money. Number two, if a person is hungry, if he is sick, if you have got the capacity, give him food, give him medicine. Then there are many organizations that are giving noble service to the society, give them. There are many, many societies which give social service. I know many societies. Like Chinna Mission, Ram Krishna Mission, Bharat Seva Sangh, they are doing the service to society. That is why we have got so many schools, more than 100 schools we have got. We have got hospitals. People have donated money. This purpose, chalo, open the school. We have got a university now also, Sanskrit University. It's coming, money is coming. And in India, you must have seen, in the Tirth Kshetra, people have made Dharmasala. Have you heard the word Dharmasala? Dharmasala. You go to Haridwar, you will find the whole street is Dharmasala only. So the pilgrims come and see. In earlier time, they used to give for the drinking water. In the summer time, they will make a kiosk, put a drum of drinking water. They will employ a person, he will serve you water. In Muharram, Muslims also do that. Sikh, when they take out their procession, they also do that. They give also water. So for all this purpose, you can give. If you have got the money, you can give. If you don't have money, don't worry about that. In earlier time, people used to give godan. Godan means dan of cow. Not only the simple cow, they used to cover the, what you call, horns with the gold. And then they used to give daan, go daan. So whether Dhoni deserves it or not, if you feel he does not deserve, don't give. But after giving, don't think. Suppose without thinking you have given, and after that you start thinking whether he deserves or not. Or after giving that, don't ask, mera paisa kahan lagaya? It really happened, I am telling you. Somebody gave money to Gurudev, and after his second visit, he said, I gave you money, where did you put it? He said, oh, bathroom jaku, bathroom mein lagaya tumhara paisa. Don't ask after that. So give with the pure mind and then forget it. What is Rajasik Dan?
Yattu pratupakara, yattu pratupakarartham,
yattu pratupakarartham,
phalamuddishya va punaha,
phalamuddishya va punaha,
diyate cha pariklishtam,
diyate cha pariklishtam,
tadanam rajasam smritam,
tadanam
rajasam smritam,
yattu pratupakarartham,
phalamuddishya va punaha, diyate cha pariklishtam, tadanam rajasam smritam,
tadanam rajasam smritam, that dan is known as Rajasik Dan. Yattu pratyupakartham phalam uddeshya vapuna. Where you are expecting something in return. In return you are expecting. That is Rajasik. You see, the business people, they invest in the industry, they first calculate kitna return aayega. Then they invest. But don't try to apply that norm while giving daan. Don't bring that to the spirituality or the service or charity. What will be the return? Ek ka das milega ki nahi? No, don't do that. Diyate cha parikrishtam, and giving also reluctantly, not cheerfully. They invited me in the banquet. Daan dena hai. And I could not give less than that. What people will think? So that daan is not cheerfully given. Forcefully given. Many people expect in return something. Are kam se kam thank you to bolo. Daan diya hai, thank you bolo. That also becomes sakam dan, you know. In India, you will find the people giving a fan, they write the name there on the blade. Kisne dan diya, they write it. That is sakam. These are all sakam dan. Somebody came with a bag full of gold coins to a Zen master. Master said, keep it there in that corner. He kept there. Then he asked, do you know how much is there? Yes, I know. You keep it there. Master didn't thank him for giving the gold coin, bag full of gold coin. He said, you should thank me for accepting it. You should thank Dhoni for accepting it. Why? Why did Zen Master say that? To reduce the ego of donor, I am giving 500 gold coins. I am giving you a crore of rupee. No. You should thank Dhoni for accepting it. Greatest daan in grihastha ashram is kanya daan. You all know kanya daan. How much parents take care of their daughters, nourish them, they have to put, you know, extra care on the daughters, not on the sons. You know, you all know this thing. Extra care is taken. But at that time, after that, they give ajakarna. This is the greatest dan, it is said. And there is a custom. Why custom? It is based on this sloka only. The parents don't go to the daughter's house and drink even a single glass of water. Do you know that? Many people do that. Pratyupakartham. I have given dan. This is the beauty. It is sattvic dan. If I accept anything from you back, that becomes?
That is it.
That is why the parents don't go and take anything from the from their daughter, married daughters. They diya, dan diya, na? Don't you give kanyadan at the time of marriage? Yes, it is dan. And if you accept anything from them, then that becomes a rajasic thing. But people don't accept. They say, "Arey, kaun sa zamane ki baat kar rahe ho? Is satyug mein hota tha, this is kaliyug. If you have got only daughters, where will you go? You have to go and say there." Yattu pratvikartham. People don't understand the beauty of this dan and they criticize. Aaj ke zamane mein kya hai ladki ke ghar mein jane mein? There is no harm. What is tamasik dan?
Adesha kale yaddanam.
Adesha kale yaddanam.
Apatrebhyascha diyate.
Apatrebhyascha
diyate. Asatkritam avagyatam. Asatkritam avagyatam. Tattamasamudaritam. Adesha kale yaddanam. Apatrebhyascha diyate. Asatkritam avagyatam. Tattamasamudaritam.
Adesha kale apunya dese mlechasu asuchi adi sankirna makale. You are giving to a person not in the right place. Adesh kale mlechya desh. Mlechya desh kya hota hai? Uncultured. But giving to such person. Akale, not at the right time. Like it was said in the Sankranti and Akshaya Tritiya. Akshaya Tritiya dan gives you Akshaya phal. And this tamasik dan is just opposite of sattvic dan. Not given in the right place, right time. Apatre. Apatre, here Shankaracharya says, Murkham taskar adi bhyo. Murkham, to foolish person. Taskar, criminal. Mafia, wicked person, underworld people, danam. This is tamasik dan. And asatkritam abhagyatam. Asatkritam means disrespect. Abhagyatam means insult. What is asatkritam? You have not done priya vachan, pad prakshalan, puja adiraitam. When you give dan, say pad puja you have to do. Pad prakshalan, you have to wash his feet. When Brahman comes, you wash his feet. Then you do the puja, then you give the dan. Without doing that, and by insulting. Avagyatam, insulting doni. So if you give dan to such people, they will misuse it. They will misuse it and you will be responsible for that. If they make with your money bomb, harm people, who is responsible? Who gave the money? He will be responsible. So the attitude behind rajasic and tamasic dan is not correct. Now, one more sloka we'll see today.
Om Tat Saditi Nirdeshah.
Om Tat Saditi Nirdeshah.
Brahmanas Trividhas Mritah. Brahmanas Trividhas Mritah. Brahmanas Tena Vedascha.
Brahmanas Tena Vedascha.
Yajnascha Vihita Pura.
Yajnascha Vihita Pura.
Om Tat Saditi Nirdeshah. Brahmanas Trividhas Mritah. Brahmanas Tena Vedascha. Yajnascha Vihita Pura.
What was the original question of Arjun? In the first verse it was said, Tesam Nishtha Tu Ka Krishna. A person who has not studied the scripture but he is doing puja with Shraddha. Will you classify him as a sattvic person or a rajasic or tamasic? Sattvic person will get liberation and rajasic and tamasic person will go into the cycle of birth and death. That was his question. So Lord has given the all details about the puja, type of puja, what is sattvic puja, what is rajasic, what is tamasic. He has told about the yajna, he has told about the tapa, he has told about the food, and he has told about the dana also. If you find a person is doing all, everything is sattvic, 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 that person is sattvic. Otherwise, he is rajasic and tamasic. Therefore, now you will understand the import of the word Nitya Sattvastha Bhavarjuna. Lord has said, Nitya Sattvastha Bhavarjuna. Oh Arjun, you always stay in the sattvic state. Sattvic puja, sattvic ahar, sattvic yajna, sattvic tapa, sattvic dan, then you are sat. Now since you have not studied Shastra, and you are doing puja and visraddha, toh thoda galti ho sakta na? In chanting the mantra and all that. So next six slokas are giving you the remedy for that. Even if you are sattvic, you see the ahar you know, ki I have taken rajasic food or tamasic food, I have to switch to sattvic. But what about the yajna, dana, tapa? I don't know. I was trying to make it sattvic. A phalakhanshi. But in a flash of thought, aaya kya chi, kuch milega ki nahi milega? Immediately it changed color, it became rajasic. You got it? A phalakhanshi. To make it sattvic, you are not expecting anything in return. But suppose a thought came. Disturbed. To make it sattvic, Lord said, what you have to do? Om Tat Sat Iti. You have to say these three words. Om Tat Sat Iti. While we do the puja, we also say the same thing. Puja kale mantra tantra swara varna lopa dosa prayaschittartham idam naam tra japi. Take the theme. Om Achyutaya Namah, Om Anantaya Namah, Om Govindaya Namah. Take the name of the Lord. All your mistakes are khatam. Similarly here also it is said, if you are doing everything sattvic, it may so happen that there is some mistake in mantra ucharan or in the procedure, or is thought all of a sudden came, made it rajasic. So what you have to do? You have to chant sadharan prayaschit. What is the sadharan prayaschit? Om Tat Sat. Now you are familiar with this Om Tat Sat. We chant Om Tat Sat after puja. And after each chapter of Bhagavad Gita also we chant Om Tat Sat, because while chanting you might have committed some mistake. Om Tat Sat. Even after pledge, Chinmay Mission pledge, Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat iti Brahmana Nirdesha Tribhida Smrita. Om Tat Sat Brahmana. It is the name of Brahman. Om Tat Sat is the name of Brahman. Nirdesha, it is indicated. Om Tat Sat indicate Brahman. Tribhida, it has three aspects. Om Tat Sat. There are three words. All these three words indicate that Brahman. Smrita, it is considered by the knower of Brahman that Om Tat Sat represent Brahman. So take up the name of the Lord, say Om Tat Sat, you are remembering the Lord. Khatam. Whatever shortcomings are there, you were trying to make it sattvic, thoda shortcoming hua, okay, khatam. By this prayaschit, it is over. So Om Tat Sat removes all vaigunya. Vaigunya means shortcomings. It will remove Om Tat Sat. Tena pura brahmana vedacha yagyacha vihita. Ten, by that name. What name? Om Tat Sat. By that name, pura, in the time, in ancient time, Prajapati, the creator, Brahmaji, he also took the same name, Om Tat Sat. And after that, he created, Bihita, Bihita means he created. What he created? Brahmana. Then, Vedaha, Yajnaha. He created three things, Brahmana. Who are the Brahman? Doer of action. Veda, the knowledge, how to do the action. Yajna, the karma. Brahmana, doer of karma. Veda, how to do the karma. Yajna, the karma itself. Created by Creator Brahma. How he created? He also took the name of Om Tat Sat. By taking that name, he also created. So Om Tat Sat is glorified. In the next few slokas, Lord is going to say when Om is used, when Tat is used, when Sat is used. There are three words, na? Om Tat Sat. So in next five verses, he is going to tell us when to use Om, when to use Tat, when to use Sat. And that way you can make whatever shortcomings are there in your sattvic puja, sattvic yajna, sattvic tapa, sattvic dhan, it will be purifying. Somebody told me that one person kept the name of his son Om Tat Sat. Huh? Om Tat Sat. So day and night he is chanting Om Tat Sat. He's calling. And Lord will give him the benefit of doubt. Lord will think he's calling me. Om Tat Sat. One person in Calcutta has given the name of his son, Sthit Pragya. Sthit, they call him SP. Sthit Pragya, SP.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Rupyo Namaha Hari Om.